Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
On today's program, we highlight plans for National Food Safety Week 2015, and later our proverb of the day. I'm Vaughn Davis. Good morning, and thanks for waking up with us.
Mr. Nepa, you come to check the air monitor?
Yes, man. This is an industrial zone. We have to monitor the air quality.
Sometimes what is released affects us bad, including what is let out in the sea.
Listen, when you see heavy smoke or dusting, smell any unusual odor in the community, call NEPA 754-7540. Let's work together for a cleaner environment.
A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
Private and public sector players involved in food safety are gearing up for a full slate of activities planned for this year's staging of National Food Safety Week. The week will be observed under the theme Safe Foods from Production to Consumption, the Gateway to Health and Wealth, from November 15 to 21. Activities will focus on the five key areas of food safety: keep clean, wash hands and all food contact surfaces, separate raw from cooked food to avoid cross-contamination, cook thoroughly, keep food at safe temperatures, and use safe water and safe raw materials. Acting Deputy Food Storage Officer in the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Tamara Morrison, outlines some of the activities.
The first activity would be starting on the 15th, which would be a church service at the Mennonite Christian Church, Whitehall Avenue. On Monday morning at 7 a.m., we will be having a breakfast launch to launch the food safety policy, which will be 7 a.m. at Terra Nova Hotel.
On Tuesday, November 17, the National Agricultural Health and Food Safety Coordinating Committee will hand over posters depicting the five key areas of food safety, a hand-washing station, and a mural to Angels Primary School in St. Catherine during their morning devotion. Later in the day, they will conduct food training and food handling permit certification for food handlers at the Papine Market. On Wednesday, November 18, the Bureau of Standards Jamaica will host a food safety symposium starting at 8:30 a.m. The public is invited. A farmers' training and certification program targeting farmers and cottage industry personnel will be held on Thursday, November 19.
And they will be trained in GAP, General Good Agricultural Practices, GMP. They will also be getting training on HACCP, traceability and documentation, as well as packaging and labeling, and also will be introduced to international regulations at this training. Certificates will be provided for all persons who attend.
Acting Deputy Food Storage Officer in the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Tamara Morrison. Additionally, on Friday, November 20, the food safety message will be taken to selected schools across the island. The week's activities will culminate with a church service at the Sydenham Seventh-day Adventist Church in Spanish Town. National Food Safety Week is an annual event organized by the National Agricultural Health and Food Safety Coordinating Committee, made up of representatives from entities and agencies within the Ministries of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, and Health. And now for our proverb of the day. Dag sefim av money mudabai muna flee. And this means, when people don't know how to value their resources, they squander them.
Commuters, it is your responsibility to ensure that you travel by using licensed public transportation in the KMTR. The only legal bus operators are the JUTC and the yellow-coded sub-franchise operators. Do not travel with public transportation which operate contrary to their licenses. Use the JUTC buses and the yellow-coded sub-franchise operators to be safe and protected under the Road Traffic Act, the Transport Authority Act, and the Public Passenger Transport Act. The JUTC, your route to excellence.
We've come to the end of today's program. For producer and studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vaughn Davis, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.